What are some of the characteristics that it takes to be perfect? Well, it depends on what you're talking about. A perfect football player has different characteristics than a perfect tennis player. And so when it comes to the Christian disciple, what does it take to become perfect? What are the characteristics that are required? How often do we say or we hear said, "I wish I was a better Christian. I wish I was a better wife or husband, a better son or daughter." And this is precisely what Christ invites us to. The striking words from today's gospel: be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. What does that look like? In ancient times, when one struggled for survival, the image of perfection was one who was the strongest. Barbarians and kingdoms thrived if their people were strong and powerful. A classic hero is a warrior who lives and dies in the pursuit of honor and asserts their greatness by the brilliancy and the efficiency in which they kill. Achilles and Boethius, Caesar and Attila. But this approach can also be translated in a negative way into the spiritual life. Some might seem to place perfection, especially in the great austerity and the extreme fasting and other difficult things, as a goal in themselves. They see moral failures and sins as a lack of strength. The penitent obsessively seeks confession because they are filled with this great anxiety about their weakness. They try to stay vigilant, but it's always wandering in the back of their mind, "When will I fail? Why am I weak? If only I, myself, with all of my strength and focus, could conquer this predominant fault, then I would be perfect." There's an element of truth that we need great strength to live the Christian life. Not so much in the great arm-to-arm combat, but in patience and perseverance. To endure for a long time and to remain firm in the midst of difficulties and challenges. The danger is that if there is pride and injustice that can enter into this way of perfection driven by strength alone, it inwardly turns in and thinks only about one's own spiritual journey, rather than injustice looking out to the needs and the invitation of holiness provided by others, and loving one's neighbor, which is offered today in the gospel. It sees in others enemies and objects of disdain. Pride exacerbates our own power, and we use God as a coping mechanism to remedy the guilt of our weakness. The individual who focuses on strength in the spiritual life will say, "If I am perfect, then God will love me." Rather than to failing to love God, who, while we were yet sinners, while we were imperfect, God died for us. The great ancient Greeks assumed that perfection of man resisted in attaining wisdom. Plato argued that to know the good was prior than to loving the good. And Aristotle placed wisdom over the other virtues of prudence and justice, temperance and fortitude. The Christian, too, can mistakenly place wisdom over the other virtues. This person thinks that if only I read the right books, if only I take upon the right devotion, then I will find the key, I will understand, and I will know how to be perfect. Wisdom, too, is needed in the Christian life of perfection. But there's a danger in pursuing wisdom for wisdom's sake. The wise doctor and the wise professor can also be bad people. The wise person can become completely consumed with oneself and one's own knowledge. And as we hear in today's second reading, that wisdom can be folly. We can know things about God, but never come to know God himself. In a certain manner, pursuing wisdom for wisdom's sake takes God and tries to bring him down to us, rather than seeing him in his great mystery and rising to him, recognizing in humble submission that he is infinitely lovable and sometimes mysterious. So what is the characteristic of Christian perfection in which we should all strive for? If it's not strength and if it's not wisdom, then offer today in today's gospel is charity. To love God above all things and to love our neighbor as ourselves. He sets to us a new standard. You have heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for tooth. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. The measure and standard of Christian perfection needs strength. It needs wisdom. But without love, it is nothing. Without pursuing God for God's sake and for love alone, we fall into despair and anxiety. We become anxious Christians who are so concerned about failing and falling that we fail to see the beauty and the invitation that God gives to us and his love of us. His model and his example is that while we were yet sinners, while we were in sin and imperfection, he died for us. And he shows us the model and example each Sunday as he pours out his very life, his soul and divinity at this altar so that we too may receive him. As we enter this most solemn season of Lent this coming Wednesday, let us pray that we may not be guided by strength or wisdom so much as we are guided and focused on the love in which we willingly give our lives for the sake of our brothers and sisters, but above all, for God himself. But when we do this, then we are strong, then we are wise, and then we are made perfect.